extending the waste hierarchy to partners. An organization can set policies for its upstream and downstream supply chain partners and service providers to promote the organization's sustainability initiatives. This is important because the organization can be held responsible for its supply chain partners' activities in terms of public opinion. Enforcement of efficiency-related policies can also help drive unnecessary costs out of the supply chain. In some situations, these policies will be a prerequisite for supplier or distributor selection. A best practice is to set improvement goals in consultation with partners, because this helps ensure that policies are feasible and promotes partner buy-in. Another way to promote compliance is to include incentives, such as helping to finance desired changes in exchange for contracts that guarantee lower prices for the contract period. It is important to realize that compliance with sustainability policies usually comes with an investment cost. Partners will need to be given a reasonable amount of time to make improvements and investments. Suppliers who make some improvements but do not meet goals might be given a chance to negotiate new timelines. However, the policies will eventually need to be enforced with non-compliant partners, such as by ending contracts. There will also need to be a process of gathering evidence of compliance. Compliance can rely on self-reporting to some degree, but there usually needs to be external verification, such as an independent audit or certification of compliance by a third party. An incentive to seek certification by an independent third party includes the ability to label products as certified environmentally friendly. Next, we explore a few examples of policies that can be set for each of the waste hierarchy areas for various types of supply chain partners. Avoid. Policies can be set to prohibit partner use of specific hazardous materials when alternatives exist, and preferred alternatives can be specified. Pricing incentives can promote avoidance of unsustainable options. For example, the fast fashion company could pay a premium for organic cotton from suppliers that use sustainable farming practices. Reduce. Policies can reduce the number of returns introduced into reverse logistics. For B2B, business-to-business returns, a lot size return policy might make sense. This involves requiring corporate customers to hold returns until full truckload quantities can be sent to make transportation more economical. In a B2C, business-to-consumer example, Dell allows products to be returned only after the customer speaks directly with a live customer service representative. While there is a cost for this direct support from what they call gatekeepers, the representative is given the opportunity to provide instruction on how to properly set up the device, upsell support devices, or otherwise talk the customer out of the return. This investment has paid for itself in reduced returns. In a distribution network, there are numerous opportunities to reduce the use of fuel, electricity, and materials. Policies related to reductions in these areas can be set or incentives can be provided. Some examples in the areas of transportation and warehousing follow. Most evidence supports that rail, barges, and maritime transport are the most environmentally friendly modes for moving goods. Companies can be encouraged to use these modes more frequently when feasible. Freight consolidation also reduces the number of trucks on the roads, thereby also reducing gas use emissions and road congestion. Policies can require transportation companies to equip their trucks with navigational devices or applications to help their drivers and shippers find the most efficient routes between origin and destination. Software like this can monitor the trucker's driving, for example, idling, accelerating, decelerating, identify weight and height restrictions, and offer more truck combination options for freight consolidation. Aerodynamic truck add-ons promote fuel efficiency in trucks that are already deployed. Other companies are choosing to use alternative fuels like biofuel / dual fuel, liquefied or compressed natural gas, or electric power. Use of hybrid vehicles can be promoted. Warehouses can also have waste hierarchy policies and incentives. A warehouse that is in close proximity to customers, transportation hubs, and ports contributes to reduced fuel consumption by carriers. Distribution center layout needs to be such that materials handling vehicle movement is reduced as much as possible. Often products that are typically sold together are moved next to each other in the picking areas, and popular items can be placed near the dispatch area. Materials handling policies could promote reduction of the use of expensive and cumbersome pallets through use of lightweight and less costly slip sheets and corrugated trays. Similarly, Policies could promote the use of banding of pallets with metal straps because this is a more environmentally friendly option than shrink wrapping pallets. Packaging policies can reduce the amount of packaging used and also make shipping more efficient. When Staples Europe switched to a new packaging technology, it eliminated unnecessary space in every box, which reduced the box cube size for a customer order up to 30% and resulted in needing fewer vehicles to make deliveries. Here are some other examples of potential areas for waste hierarchy policies or incentives. Replace older light fixtures and old heating, ventilation, and air conditioning HVAC systems with more energy-efficient ones. Lighting and HVAC are the two largest consumers of energy in warehouses. Invest in solar panels. Turn off lights when areas are unoccupied or when there's sufficient daylight, or install automatic lighting controls that detect movement. Provide dynamic airflow. Recycle business papers and supplies. Reuse rainwater. Control oil and fluid runoff to prevent pollution of groundwater. As these types of changes are implemented, companies will witness their facilities moving from what had been cost centers to become sources of competitive differentiation for their supply chains. Some internationally recognized energy efficiency standards, for example, LEED, U.S., BREEAM, UK, CASB, Japan, and GBCA, Australia, can help with green warehouse improvements. Reuse. Some B2B organizations are replacing cardboard packaging for interplant shipments with sturdier plastic totes that are embedded with radio frequency identification tags for easy tracking. The totes can be designed to be stackable for efficient reuse. Recycle. By selecting suppliers and other supply chain partners that use recycling practices, a company can extend its ability to reduce its carbon footprint. For instance, Staples has a sustainable paper procurement policy that requires its paper suppliers to protect forest resources and reduce the demand for virgin wood fiber by using recycled paper as input materials. The company uses an online tool to trace the origins of papers from its suppliers to verify that the paper has been responsibly sourced. There are also recycled pallets, which are exempt from waste regulations, and plastic pallets, which are recyclable. Recover. Organizations can create a recovery program, such as for refrigerant. Recovery programs can be motivated by regulatory requirements. They can recover rare or valuable materials that can be reused, dispose. Sometimes this step is called responsibly disposed to indicate that even this step can be done with some level of sustainability. Policies can be set to ensure that product or packaging disposal is in compliance with relevant laws and regulations, such as properly documented and authorized disposal of hazardous goods.